This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
Last week, we were talking about how Facebook intends to start up Facebook News, and it will basically just be an aggregator, and there is so much to talk about with this particular topic that we want to continue on our conversation from last week. Raj, I believe you had another point you wanted to get in.
See, as we were discussing about how Facebook is trying to promote journalism in the first place, and one of the important things we need to understand is Facebook is definitely one of the most powerful organizations in the world because it commands so much of eyeballs. Almost 2 billion people are on Facebook, and if you're looking at recent statistics about where people get the news from, it's from social media, it's from Facebook. Whatever happens on across the world, the first place that we can go to in terms of getting the news first is from Facebook or Twitter or any social media. So definitely it has got all the eyeballs it has, but having the fact that Facebook is creating a news section where it's going to promote lots of different newspapers, including alt-right, my biggest concern is promoting these extremist views is something that we are trying to legitimize these things in the long run. Maybe when educated people, when people who have common sense listen to stuff and can identify what's sense and what's nonsense, not all the people are the same thing. So people, a lot of people who are exposed to these kind of beliefs and views and outlook will tend to think, oh man, okay, this is something that we need to consider and things like that. So this is not something that we should not promote in the first place. But at the end of the day, it's all about corporations that are more convinced about making money rather than getting the right news to the people.
Yeah, commentary seems to be very profitable. And I think this is a challenge I've talked about where you and I are teaching a generation of students who are bombarded with, when they go online, that they maybe confuse or blur the line between commentary and actual reporting. And I think this is only going to promote that, what Facebook is trying to do. You know, let's not kid ourselves. Facebook is not going to incorporate or hire journalists or have their own newsroom and suddenly, understand the principles of journalism. This is not happening here. What they're doing is they're a giant aggregate, as many search engines are, and they're going to be picking and choosing and cherry-picking stories that are going to get clicks for clickbait, as we've said, and it's going to generate money for them. And they're just going to be the platform to which they are able to reach exponentially more people than any other these entities, without any regard to the great responsibility they have in providing, objective, upholding the merits of the First Amendment and providing a service that will truly inform people and not just line their pockets.
Yeah, and that you raise the point. I mean, what type of stories are they going to be picking and choosing? Is it just clickbait?
Right.
The concerns are, with Facebook being so powerful, the concern is the powerful choosing what we see. First of all, they're choosing which news organizations they're going to aggregate information from. And then further, they're choosing which stories from those news organizations we're going to see on our Facebook feed. Why should they be picking and choosing the news and information that we get? I think that's a real concern. If they want to provide a daily link to the New York Times or NPR's website and say you can find information about various stories here, that would be one thing. But they're not just cherry picking the news organizations; they're cherry picking the stories.
And again, if you look at any tech companies for that matter, whether it's Google or Facebook, they sometimes they go by algorithms. For recently when Mark Zuckerberg was interrogated by the U.S. Congress, and they are pretty much violating all our privacy. Nobody cares about it. We all are on Facebook. Oh, I'm eating here. I'm doing this. We are doing that. So we think it's just sharing of information. But we have to understand all these tech companies are selling you. That's the end point that we all need to understand. Imagine you buy some tickets somewhere on Southwest or do something or some other airline, and then you later realize that you're getting ads to fly to Hawaii or some other places. It's because all the information that you do in terms of online sites is being gathered and being sold to advertisers. And that's what Facebook and Google and all the other online companies are doing. And in terms of what news is being shown, it's purely at the discretion of Facebook. Like it or not, they might think, oh man, I'm promoting this organization or that organization. They can really tell you what's the news for the day. And that's not a very healthy trend, because as you pointed out, the powerful and people who are in authority can designate this is going to be the news of the day, which is not a very healthy trend.
Algorithms are a real problem. You know, what's trending rather than what's important.
And what you just described there right just now, Rajvi, is, you know, what Facebook is becoming is a gatekeeper. I mean, they're the ones who are almost dictating or influencing to what people should look at and read. And that's a very powerful responsibility. Gatekeepers have traditionally been the journalists that work in the newsrooms and radio, TV, print, and et cetera, that have used their judgment and their training to select and pick and choose and pursue the stories of which they do. Well, now you're doing this, you're relying on businessman and his shareholders to make that decision. They have no journalistic integrity or training whatsoever. And again, that's a very slippery slope and a dangerous
place. And again, these companies are looked down upon by people in Europe.
Right.
And they've been fined a lot of money, including Google, millions of dollars for invading the privacy of people. In the United States, I think they're a little bit lenient in terms of how they are being handled, in terms of how personal information are gathered and distributed by these companies. But even though on the face value of it, Facebook and Google might think, oh man, we are trying to promote news and all this stuff. But contrary, what happens is they are trying to make more money in the process. And not only that, money making is an important thing. They are also deciding who the newsmakers are going to be. So that is very, very a dangerous trend, which needs to be nipped in the bud.
Well, I've had people say they've merely mentioned something. They've never written it down anyplace. They merely mentioned something, and all of a sudden they're seeing ads for that same thing. So these our phones, our various devices are kind of spy devices on us, it seems. I hope I'm not sounding like a conspiracy theorist.
No, it's not about
conspiracy. There is an invasion of privacy. I will also follow up on another point, too, just from our own experience at Tri-States Public Radio. When we put a story on the web and then we go to promote it, for example, on Facebook, a lot of times people just look at the headline and those first sentence or two that accompanies the story, and they don't delve any deeper into the story. And that's a real concern with the future of democracy and information, too. If these stories are going to be shared, folks who see something that interests them really need to follow the link and read the story or listen to the story, watch the story, whatever the case might be. You can't just rely on the headline and the first sentence or two to get information.
Yep. See, one of the things that I actually like to piggyback on what you said was, you know, now the advertisers are finding like unique ways to reach the audiences. So back in those days when people are opening a website, you'll have this, you know, banner ads or some ads on the side where it pops up and can be distracting. But right now, people who are advertisers, they are colluding with these corporations where they are made to look like genuine articles, which in the art terminology, we call it advertorials, where all these companies and products come in the guise of a genuine article which pretty much imitates like a news article. And people will be kind of falling for all this trap. And that's, again, a big crisis. Like, what is an advertorial and what is an editorial?
Right.
That's something that as people be very cautious in terms of not falling for these traps.
Hey, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.